我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天早上有这个机会在这里敬拜神。
We have the opportunity to worship God today.
我也看到我们当中会众当中有很多是新来的人。
And I have seen we have several newcomers here today.
他们是以前来过，就再回来到这里。
They have visited before and then they return.
我就想欢迎你。
I want to welcome you.
是希望你放轻松一点。
I hope you can relax.
很多人一到教会，他们就很紧张。
Some people come to church, they tighten up.
因为他们不太知道我们在说什么、做什么。
Because they don't understand what's going on.
但是我就说你放轻松。
I say just relax.
你不知道我在说什么也没关系。
If you don't understand what I'm saying, it's okay.
你是还是很轻松的。
Still relax.
因为你来这边是要遇见神。
Because you come here to see God.
神是用我们的肉眼看不见的。
We cannot see God through our physical eyes.
但是你心里很诚实的要遇见他。
But if your heart sincerely want to seek Him and meet Him,
他就会向你显明。
He will reveal Himself to you.
牧师讲的是真实的。
What I'm saying is true.
你如果真，你就是还不是基督徒。
If you are still not a believer,
你就是要来寻求这个上帝。
And you want to seek this true living God.
真的向他敞开。
And if you open yourself to Him,
他就会向你感应。
He will reveal Himself to you.
就是这么真实。
And this is the reality.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天是我们整个教会中文、英文一起的联合聚会，第一次的联合聚会。
This is the first joint worship service. The English and Mandarin congregation together, first time this year.
我们求神大大的祝福你每一位。
We ask God to bless each one of you richly.
神给我们今年的主题是新的开始，新的境界。
The theme for our church this year is New Beginning, New Horizon.
我还要再加一句话。
I want to add one more word.
新的开始，新的境界，让上帝的河流流吧，让上帝的河流吧。
I want to add New Beginning, New Horizon. Let the river of God flow.
那是我们今年神要给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that God want to give us our church this year.
神也给我们的经文是以西结书第47章第一节到十二节。
Also the Lord give us the scripture Ezekiel 47, 1 to 12.
这边讲到一个上帝的河流。
Here it talks about a river of God.
是讲到一个河，一个流。
A river, a flow.
我是不晓得你们当中有多少人在长大的时候，在小的时候，常常喜欢到河里面去玩。
I don't know how many people when you were young you like to go to the river.
怎么只有两个在这边？你们这边都不去河里流哈？你们小时候在长大的时候有去河里面玩的，常常去玩的举手。
If you when you were small, you go to the river and swim and play, raise your hand.
我要问 Michael， 你去河里玩什么
？So Michael, what do you do in the river？
要游泳啊。
You want to swim？
Yeah， 我是在台湾出生长大的。
I was born and raised in Taiwan。
我小时候也喜欢跑到河里面去玩。
When I was small, younger, I liked to go to the river and play。
但是我们那个河很奇怪，叫做大汉溪。Big Dry River.
The name of it is called Big Dry River.
换句话说，那个河很大。
That means the river is very big.
但是大部分都是干的。
But it's mostly very dry.
所以我们才能在里面玩。
That's why we can play in it.
那里面有一点小小的溪流。
So there's a little stream in the river.
但是到了夏天下雨的时候。
But in the summer when it rains.
那个水从山上下来。
When the water come down from the mountain.
然后整个河就非常的汹涌。
So the river become flooded.
也不能够游泳。
Cannot swim in it.
一游就被冲走了。
If you swim in, you get washed away.
冲下去就冲到海里面去了。
All the way down to the ocean, you'll die.
所以我们当中很多人在成长过程里面都跟河水有关系。
So when we're growing up, we all have association with rivers.
我们看到人类的文明跟河水有关系，是不是？人类的文明跟河水 ，human civilization relate to the river， 是不是？那中国的文明是从哪里开始的
？So the Chinese civilization started with Yellow River.
是不是从黄河上游开始的？是不是啊？哦，那个啊，声音大一点。哦，还不够大。美国也有很多的河，对不对？
United States has many rivers too.
美国的南方这边有密西西比河通过，是不是
？In the south, we have the Mississippi River.
在这个大峡谷那几州有这个 Colorado River, Colorado
River. Great Canyon, we have the Colorado River.
我们在这个 Sacramento 有一个 American River.
In Sacramento, we have the American River.
所以牧师你怎么都知道这些 river 的 name?
Pastor, how do you know all these names of the river?
因为我都跑到 Sacramento 做 rafting, 所以我就知道那些
river. Because I went to Sacramento and do rafting.
但是我们今天早上,
but this morning,
神给我们应许的这个经文,
the promise that God has given to us in this passage,
是一个上帝的河。
Is a river of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友们,
dear friends, no matter how many times you come to this church, each one of us needs the river of God. The place I grew up is called Dahansi.
Grand Dry River. 就是一个 但是那个河不应该是 dry river.
That river shouldn't have been dry.
因为没有水的原因,
because there's no water.
Amen.
Amen.
今天很多人今天来到我们这里聚会, 你的生命里面也是很 dry 啊。
Many of you come here this morning, you feel very dry inside in your life.
我不是说你今天早上没有喝水。
Don't mean that you didn't drink water today.
我不是说你现在口不渴。
I'm not meaning, I don't mean that you are thirsty right now.
而是我们的生命里面很贫乏。
Is that in our life we feel very dry?
那个不是说你不丰富, 不是说你没有车子, 没有房子。
It doesn't mean that you don't have a lot of material things.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我就想从今天这段经文,
I want to share with you from this passage.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us
有一个新的开始,
have a new beginning
达到一个新的境界,
to reach a new horizon,
就是让神的河流从你我生命里面真的开始流出来,
to let the river of God start flowing from our life.
听起来好像很抽象,
it sounds very
abstract.
因为你还没有, because you still don't have it.
你有了就不抽象,
if you have it, it wouldn't sound so abstract.
你会知道我在讲什么,
you will understand what I'm talking about.
因为主耶稣都讲过这个事情,
because Jesus has taught about this.
我们就回到这个经文好吗?
Let's return to this passage.
我们来读一下这个经文,
let's read this passage.
我们都起立好吗?
Let's arise and read this
你念中文,
scripture
念英文,
together.
念广东话都可以,
you can read it in your own language.
我们就来念, 然后你知道这个河在讲什么。
Let's read it and understand what this river is about.
七节十七章第一节预备来, 他带我回到殿门, 见殿的门看下, 有水往东流出, 这水从坎下, 从殿的右边, 在祭坛的南边往下流, 他带我出北门, 又领我从外边, 转到朝东的外门, 见水从右边流。 他手拿准绳往东出去的时候, 量了一千肘, 使我淌过水, 水到踝子骨, 又量了一千肘, 使我淌过水, 水就到膝, 再量了一千肘, 使我淌过水, 水便到腰, 又量了一千肘, 水便成了河, 使我不能吞过, 因为水是瘴气, 成为可浮的水, 不可淌的河。 人子啊, 你看见了什么? 他就带我回到河边。 我回到河边的时候, 这河水, 必生活，因这所流的水必有极多的鱼，海水也被填了。赛网之处，那鱼各从其类。 只是泥洼之地。 我们仍然站立，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣啊，
Dear Lord Jesus,
求你来帮助我们。
Come and help us.
求你把这个上帝的河流赐给我们每一个人。
May you give this river life to each one of us.
我们每一个人都会有这个实际。
So we'll have this reality.
我们的生活不再贫乏。
So our life won't be so poor.
不再干枯。
And not be so dry.
很可怜的人生。
Very sad life.
而是一个丰盛的人生。
But we will have an abundant life.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我花了很多时间准备今天的信息。
I spent a lot of time preparing for today's message.
因为我只是跟你讲一个。 因为我只是跟你讲这个上帝的河流，你们说为什么突然讲这上帝的河流呢？
You may ask why do you start talking about the river of God?
所以我们要知道这段经文的背景。
So we need to understand or know the background of this passage.
这段经文是叫以西结书。
This passage is from the book of Ezekiel.
以西结是人名。
Ezekiel is the name of a person.
不是地名。
It's not a place.
也不是鸟名。 Not the name of the bird. 也不是食物的名字。
It's not the name of a food.
很多人读圣经。
Many people read the Bible.
他们都不知道那是什么意思。
They don't know what that means.
那以西结书。
Ezekiel.
那是什么东西？
What is that?
那是一个人的名字。
It's the name of a person.
这个人就是以西结的， 就是这本书的一个作者。
Ezekiel is the author of this book of Ezekiel.
他是犹太人。
He's a Jew.
他是犹太人的祭司。
He's a priest.
He was a 他也是上帝拣选他做先知的。
And God has chosen him to be a prophet to Israel.
有人听了更糊涂， 什么叫先知？
And you may wonder, what is a prophet?
是不是就是算命的？
Is it like fortune telling?
不是。
No.
在古代的时候，
In the ancient time,
神在他的选民当中拣选一些人做他说话的出口。
So God chose people, his messengers, as prophets to speak to the nation, to the people.
以西结是被神所拣选的。Ezekiel
was chosen by God.
以西结生在一个非常困苦的时代。Ezekiel
was born in a very difficult time.
这个要说一点故事给大家听。I
need to tell you a story.
不然的话你不知道我在讲什么。Otherwise
you don't understand what I'm talking about.
有多少人知道 外面在这样讲说 犹太人是神的选民。
How many people have heard that the Jews are God's chosen people? Raise your hands.
对，以色列人就是犹太人，是神的选民。 那我常常跟华人，我们自己中国人传福音的时候，
When I share the gospel with the Chinese,
他们都问我一个问题，
They ask me a question.
他说为什么上帝不拣选中国人做？
Why God did not choose Chinese and chose the Israel? I mean the Jews.
他们说中国人生这么多嘛。
I say we have so many Chinese in the world.
他说中国人都信主，很容易把福音传遍了。
The Chinese believe in God, they can spread the gospel very quickly.
那我的答案是你要去问上帝。
My answer is that you need to ask God.
你不能问我。
You cannot ask me.
其实弟兄姊妹们，
Actually, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友们，
dearest friends,
上帝不是拣选了一个种族。
God did not choose
a people group. 上帝拣选了一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
God chose a person called Abraham.
这个人，他的子孙， 他生了儿子叫以撒。
He has a son called Isaac.
那以撒又生了一个儿子叫雅各。
And Isaac had a son called Jacob.
雅各有12个小孩。
Jacob has 12 sons.
后来神把雅各的名字从雅各改成名字叫以色列。
And God changed Jacob's name to Israel.
所以你就知道以色列国是怎么来的。
So you know where Israel come from.
他们是雅各的后代。
They are the descendants of Jacob.
也是亚伯拉罕的后代。
It's also the they are the descendants of Abraham.
就像中国人都认为我们是皇帝的后代， 就翻皇帝。
Like Chinese people say they are the descendants of 皇帝。
Yeah, exactly. 皇帝。
The Yellow King, Emperor.
不是 Yellow King. 我跟你讲说皇帝就好， 你不要讲 Yellow King.
Literal translation.
所以你看， 上帝拣选一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
So God chose a person called Abraham.
他的子孙就成为以色列国。
And his descendants become the nation of Israel.
神为什么要以色列国存在这世上？
Why did God allow Israel to exist?
朋友们仔细听，这个非常重要。
Brother and Friends, listen carefully. This is really important.
也多为我的太太祷告, 因为这一段我都, 我们在练习的时候都没有这一段。
This part we didn't practice.
这个是非常重要的,
this is very important.
因为跟今天的信息很有关系。
Because it relates to today's passage.
所以上帝拣选了这个亚伯拉罕以后, 他的子孙就变成一个以色列国。
So God chose a man called Abraham, and his descendants became a nation called Israel.
当神让这个国家成立的时候,
when God established this nation,
神给他们两样东西,
God gave them two things.
一个是摩西的律法, 就是摩西的约,
one is called the Law of Moses, which is the Mosaic Covenant.
这就是以色列人他们生活的根据, 就他们的所有的律法。
It's the laws for their living, regulations, laws. Also, God gave them a land called Canaan, which is today's Palestine.
所以上帝是他们的王, 上帝给他们的宪法, 给他们的律就是这个摩西的律法, 然后上帝给他们一个地, 就是今天的迦南地。
So God gave them, God is their king. He gave them a land called Canaan and gave them the law called the Mosaic Law, or Covenant.
然后上帝就是, 啊, 他们的王,
and God is their king.
然后所以上帝就跟他们立约, 根据这个摩西的律法, 就是立个约,
so God made covenant with the Israel. With Israel.
就是说, 好像契约一样, 如果以色列人都遵守这个约, 上帝就祝福他们。
So if the Israelites obeyed, keep the covenant, God will bless them.
如果他们不守这个约,
and if they don't keep the covenant,
祝福就没有了。
There's no blessing.
国家就会灭亡,
and their country will be ruined.
人就会分散到全世界,
and the people will be dispersed throughout the world.
你们当中有多少人知道犹太人是分散到全世界?
How many of you know that Jews are dispersed, scattered all over the world?
有很多犹太人在中国,
there are many Jews in China.
他们后来就留在中国,
and many of them remain in China.
有一些跟中文通婚,
and some have intermarried with Chinese.
如果去找族谱可以找到他们是犹太人。
You can, if they trace back to the ancestry, they will find they have Jewish blood in them.
因为犹太人,他们,以色列人,他们没有照神所说的律法去做,
because the Israelites didn't obey God's law,
所以国家就灭亡了。
So their kingdom was destroyed.
我故事稍微长一点啊。 所以犹太人成立国家了以后, 成为以色列国以后,
so after Israel became a nation,
他们最强的一个王叫做所罗门王,
their peak time, the strongest time was during Solomon, King Solomon's reign.
所罗门王死了以后,
after the death of Solomon, King Solomon,
这个以色列的王国就分裂了, 有北王, 北国跟南国。
The kingdom was divided into northern and southern kingdom.
北国叫做以色列,
Northern kingdom is called Israel.
南国叫做犹大,
the southern kingdom is called Judah.
虽然有两个国家,
even though there are two kingdoms,
但是两个国家还是不听神的话,
but both kingdoms still don't keep God's law.
他们都喜欢去拜偶像,
they love to worship idols.
所以你说牧师什么叫拜偶像?
So you may ask, what is worshiping idols?
你们知道什么叫偶像吗?
Do you know what are idols?
我们中国有没有很多偶像?
In China, do we have a lot of idols?
大陆最有名的偶像是什么?
What's the most famous idol in?
我不是说那个唱歌那些偶像，我是说拜拜的偶像。
What's the most famous idol in China? I'm not talking about American idol, Chinese idol.
台湾最有名的偶像，你们知道什么？
You know what's the most famous
马祖,
Taiwanese idol is 马祖。
他们要拜他出巡的时候,
when they want to worship
parade 的时候,
him and have a parade.
50,000 to 100,000人。
50,000 to
half million
people in the procession, in the parade.
但是以色列人是上帝拣选的,
but Israel is chosen by God.
是神的选民, 对不对?
It's God's chosen people.
他也去拜马祖,
he also,
他们可能没有拜马祖, 如果他们知道有马祖, 他们也会拜马祖。
So also, they worship other gods.
长话短说,
in short,
就是北国跟南国都开始拜偶像,
so the northern and southern kingdom both worshiping idols.
都离弃真神,
they left their God,
true God.
True God.
但是我们的神是一个守约的神,
but our God is a covenant keeping God.
所以他会守他的约,
so he will keep his covenant.
当以色列人, 北国他们敬拜偶像, 不遵守神律法, 神说, OK, 我就照我的约, 就是你们会灭亡。
Okay, you don't want to keep my covenant? Okay, I'll let you go and let you be destroyed.
所以北国在北国的以色列在西元前722年被亚述帝国所灭亡。
So in 722 BC, the northern kingdom was taken into captivity by the Assyrians.
对，然而南国也没什么好。
And the southern kingdom wasn't better.
在公元前597年。
In 597 BC,
就差不多2600年前
about 2600 years ago,
南国犹大的约雅金王被巴比伦王带到他的国家去。
So the king of Judah, Jehoiakim, was taken captive by the Babylonians.
我就跟你讲，犹大国很惨。
The
situation in Judah was,
Judah was very bad.
约雅金的爸爸也是被巴比伦王带到巴比伦去。
Jehoiakim's father Jehoiakim was also taken captive that year.
那巴比伦王把他爸爸带去以后，就立这个儿子做王。
So when the Babylonians took the father Jehoiakim captive, the son became the king.
那儿子没有做到一年。
But Jehoiakim didn't serve as a king for he served less than a year.
然后巴比伦王来又把他带到巴比伦。
The Babylonian king took him too.
然后又让他的 uncle 来做王。
And then they let the uncle Zedekiah be the king.
你说牧师，你跟我讲这个干嘛？
Say, Pastor, why do you want to tell me all this?
我就是告诉你。
I just want to tell you.
以西结就是活在那个时代。
Ezekiel lived in that time.
就是一个国家好像没有国家一样。
It seemed like a nation is dissolved.
那个王一下子就被带走了，然后又换一个新王，又换另外一个王。
The king was taken captive to Babylon, and they have a new king, and then he was taken captive again, and then another new king come.
我想对中国人来说，有些中老一辈中文他了解这是什么感觉。
So I think the older Chinese know what it feels like.
特别是在中国的东北。
Especially in China, 东北。
Northeastern China.
Northeastern China.
在五十年前也是同样的情形。
50 years ago, it was like this.
六七十年前也一样。
67 years ago, was like this.
那边治理的人常常被换来换去。
The leadership changed all the time.
没有真正的国家在那里。
That's when we have a country, a stable country there.
所以以西结就是在的时候就是这样的一个背景。
So this is the background of Ezekiel's time.
当那个犹大王被带到巴比伦去的时候。
When the king of the Judah was taken captive to Babylon.
以西结也去到巴比伦。
Ezekiel was also went to exile to Babylon.
就是在这样困苦的时候。
In this difficult time,
神就选召以西结。
God chose Ezekiel
做他的出口。
To be his mouthpiece.
神借着以西结对以色列人、对犹太人说话。
God used Ezekiel to speak to the people of Israel.
说为什么你们会现在这么倒霉啊？
To explain why you are in this situation.
为什么你们国家会灭亡啊？
Why your country is dissolved.
为什么会掳到巴比伦去？
Why you were taken captive to Babylon.
以西结不但跟他们讲这些坏的消息。
Ezekiel not only tell them the bad news.
以西结也告诉说他们要悔改。
Ezekiel tell them to repent.
要回转向上帝。
Need to turn back to God.
有一天神要重建以色列国。
One day God will restore them.
还有有一天主耶稣还要再回来。
And one day the Lord Jesus will come back.
他要治理这个全世界。
He's going to rule this whole earth.
叫做千禧年。
Called millennium.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask each one a question.
你觉得一个父母如果爱他的儿女，会不会管教他？
You think if a parent loves, parents loves their children, do you think they will discipline them when they're bad?
你们当中有多少做父母的？
How many of you are children here? I mean, are parents here?
我就想说，你们会不会管教你的儿女？
Do you discipline your parent? I mean, your, do you discipline your children?
好，我这个问题还有限，因为有些人没有儿女。我们当中有多少人做人家儿女的
？How many of you are somebody's child？
每一个都是。
Every one of you is somebody's child。
不然你是怎么出来的？从石头蹦出来的？我就想问，你的父母有没有管教你
？Has your parents ever disciplined you, corrected you？
有没有？他管教你的时候，你开不开心
？Were you happy when the parents disciplined you？
开心的举手。
If you are happy when they discipline you, raise your hand.
我就想请问你，你的父母为什么管教你
？Why did your parent discipline you?
为什么
？Why?
哎，那刚才有举手，有父母管教，被父母管教过举手。哦，姐姐，为什么你的父母管教你？因为他哎呀，他回答很好。
The parent loved her, so they disciplined her when she does something wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么上帝管教以色列人？
Why God disciplined Israel?
因为上帝爱他们。
Because God loves them.
上帝爱他们到一定会让他们国家都亡掉。
God loves them so much that he allowed the country to be destroyed.
有人会笑说，哎呀，这什么样的爱？
You may ask, what kind of love is this?
这个叫做 tough love.
It's called tough love.
就是坚持坚忍的，要他们学好的爱。
It's the love that want to correct them.
你看以西结是在被掳到这个巴比伦时候做先知啊。
So Ezekiel was called to be a prophet at a time when the nation was taken captive.
他是在难民营里面。
He was a refugee.
在里面发预言啊。
It's he gave prophecy.
你觉得如果你是以西结，你心里觉得怎么样
？If you're Ezekiel, how would you feel?
哎呀，我不得了啊
！I'm so great.
我是上帝的先知啊
！I'm God's prophet.
先知先觉啊！我觉得他不是这样讲的。他不是这样讲的。
He didn't say that.
他一定很难过。
He must be feeling very bad.
他说我们怎么会变这个样子
？How do we come to?
怎么国家都灭亡了
？How do we come to this state?
我现在都要学巴比伦话。
Now I have to learn about how to speak in Babylonian language.
神就借他讲话。
So God used him to speak.
神让他们看到神的本质，神是怎么样的一个上帝
？God revealed his character nature to the people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
朋友们
friends,
我们真的要认识上帝的这个本质是什么 character.
We need to know God and His attributes.
His character, nature, 不是上帝，不是圣诞老公公，你要什么都可以。
God is not like a Santa Claus, give you whatever you want.
今天很多基督徒跟上帝就是感觉说，我跟他求什么，他一定要给我。
Many believers treat God like a genie. You know, you ask whatever you want, and He'll give it to you.
你不给我，不跟你玩了。
Don't give it to me. I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
我再去试试马祖吧。
I'll go and ask 马祖。
马祖不行，我再试试关公。
If 马祖 doesn't work, I'll go and find somebody else.
请问这个是信仰吗
？Is this faith? Belief?
这个好像是一种交换利用，是不是
？This is more like I take advantage.
我们的上帝不是这样的上帝。
God is not this kind of God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在以西结书里面。
In the book of Ezekiel.
最后的一段。
In the last part of Ezekiel,
以西结书四十章到四十八章
from Ezekiel 42-48,
神借的以西结跟以色列人也是对我们讲那荣耀的将来。
God spoke through the prophet Ezekiel and the people about the future.
就是讲到上帝的河流。
It's talk about the river of God.
我背景故事讲了很多了。我看我已经讲了20分钟以上。
I already spent 20 minutes explaining the background.
我们就看这段经文。
Let's look at this passage.
就看这段经文在讲什么。
Let's see what this passage is talking about.
我就想问你，这段经文在讲什么
？I ask you, what is this passage talking about?
二十分钟，我想问你，他在讲什么
？What is it talking about?
他里面在讲不是什么意思，就是他在讲什么事情
？What is he talking about?
他讲到有一个天使。
He talk about there's an angel.
就带着以西结。
Who took Ezekiel
到了圣殿
to the holy temple.
他就到殿门口
He was to the entrance of the temple.
那他看到一个很特别的现象
And he saw a very unique special vision.
你们刚才都读过了，请问他看到什么
What did he see?
你们不回答我就不讲了，我们就到此结束。他看到了什么
What did he see?
他看到了一个水流出来。
He saw a river flow.
请问从哪里流出来
？Flow from where? From the holy temple.
从圣殿里面流出来。
From inside the holy temple.
然后再仔细一前，从圣殿里的哪一部分流出来
？From which part of the holy temple did the river flow?
弟兄姊妹们，我没有这个，我没有图，我就讲给你听啊。
Let me tell you.
圣殿有一个外院。
The temple has an outer court.
那是所有人都可以去那里，特别是外邦人、非犹太人，他们只能到外院。
So it's open to Gentiles and Jews.
然后到圣殿还有一个内院。
And it's also an inner court.
只有犹太人才能进去。
Only Jews can go in.
你要进去，他检查你的 ID.
So when you want to go in, they will check your ID.
他一看你是 Jew， 你是中国人，不能进去。
Joni is Chinese. You cannot get in there.
外邦人,
because you are Gentile.
只有犹太人可以进去,
only the Jews can go in.
然后圣殿还有一个至圣所,
and also inside the inner court is the
Holy
of Holies. Only the high priest can go in.
一年才能进去一次,
can only enter once a year.
而且他要洁净了才能进去,
he had to cleanse himself before he can go in.
他如果没有洁净进去就出不来了,
if he is unclean, he will never make it out.
因为神就洁净他,
because God will cleanse him by killing him.
然后他就死在里面,
and he'll be killed in the sight.
所以以西结就看到一个异象,
so Ezekiel saw a vision.
异象就天使带他回到 圣殿,
he saw the vision of an angel took him to the entrance of the temple.
我看到经文那边又讲到右边有水，又从南边，又什么？我想这太复杂了，我们就不讲那么仔细。
We're not going to talk about the river from the east, south, whatever.
但是主要的是就从圣殿的祭坛的下面流出来的。
The most important thing that this river flowed from the altar of the temple.
这个我们都同意吧？ Right? 是从圣殿的祭坛的下面流出来的。
From the altar. In the temple, the Holy of the Holies.
然后我们看到这个上帝的河流是越流越深，越流越广。 Amen.
So this river we flow deeper and deeper and wider and wider.
我们需要解释一下这个。
Let's explain this.
这边讲到一千肘，那个天使就带着以西结说，我们来量量这个河啊。So
the angel said, "Let's measure the river."
他其实没有这样讲，他就拿了一个measurement，但是他带他来。
He has a measuring line.
他就走每一千肘。 那个水就深一点,
so every 1,000 cubic, the river gets deeper.
那你是说走是什么单位呢?
What is a cubic?
走就是古代的测量的单位.
It's a unit in the ancient time.
就是从你的中指的指尖到你的肘的指尖，from
the tip of your middle finger to the tip of your elbow, that's one cubic.
就是18英寸,
about 18 inches long.
然后1,000肘呢?
So 1,000 cubic.
就是 1500英尺,
it's about 1500 feet.
就是450公尺,
or 450 meters.
换句话说,
in other words,
那个水从圣殿流出来了,
so the river flowed from the temple.
然后天使就陪着以西结开始走, 他说你看啊,
so the angel accompanied Ezekiel and said, hey, see,
走了每450公尺,
every 450 meters.
最先的450公尺,
the first 450 meters.
那个天使就跟以西结说，你站到水里去看看多深。
Stay in the water and see how deep it is.
请问第一个450公尺多深呢?
How deep was the first 450 meters?
啊？我们请何伟来，我们要示范一下，这样大家都不能睡觉。你要站到上面，因为我不能站上面，我要讲到。请问怀子谷在哪？怀子谷在这里。
Okay, ankle deep. It's just right there.
所以水开始这么深而已啊, 这么,
so the water is that deep.
好, 非常的浅, 穿得很深, 还没有, 后来, 后来又走了450公尺,
so they walked down another 450 meters.
就到哪里啊? 请问大家,
and the depth of the water is how deep?
到膝盖,
to knee. Knee deep. The water was knee deep.
西装很帅啊。 我们是看水，不是看西装。 后来又走450公尺。
And the next 450 meters, how deep?
腰部。
Waist deep.
它非常好，非常好。 我们没有预演啊。 后来又走450公尺。
Then after another 450 meters,
谢谢,
it's over his head.
西装超帅。 又再走450公尺。
Another 450 meters.
他这边讲什么？他就他这边用的很深。他说不可躺的水，我还特别跟
They couldn't even cross.
而是必须要游可浮的水。
But you need to swim in it.
换句话说，你去游泳就知道嘛，对不对？
So when you go swimming, you know what it means.
水很浅的时候，你可以用走的。
See when the water is shallow, you can walk through it.
很难用游的。
You cannot swim in the shallow water.
水深的时候一定要用游的。
When the water is deep, you have to swim in it.
所以我们就看到这边这个意象，就是看到说这个水是越流越深。So
as the water flow, it gets deeper and wider.
然后越流越大。And
the flow becomes bigger and bigger.
然后我们又看到。And
we also see here.
这个上帝的河流带出了生命与繁荣啊。So
the river God bring life and prosperity.
这边第八节开始说，这水往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流来的水有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活，必有渔夫站在河边，等等等等。
So, swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because the water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore. From En-Gedi to En-Eglim, there will be places of spreading, places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea.
我们看到一个非常鼓舞人心的图画。
So we see a picture here.
请问这个图画是不是很棒？这个 river 这个河流到哪里，哪里就有生命。
So wherever the river flows, there will be life.
流到哪里，哪里就有鱼出来。
Wherever it flows, there will be fish, all kinds of fish.
然后两岸还长树。
Also, there are trees on both banks of the river.
那个树还会结果子。
And the trees will bear fruit.
每个月都不一样。
Every month bear a different fruit.
哎呦，我觉得这种树不错，多种一点。
Hey, this tree is pretty good. I should have some of these.
然后那个树的叶子还可以医病。
Also, the leaves of the tree can heal.
请问好不好啊？
Isn't it, that sound great?
非常棒。但是你看，在这十二节里面，有一节好像不太好。
But look at verse 12, doesn't sound too good.
No, among the 所有的十二节里面有一节不太好。
Among the 12 verses, there's one verse that.
请问是哪一节啊？他说很奇特哦。他说
verse 11.
只是
，But
泥泞之地与洼湿之地之处不得自豪。
It says, verse 11, but the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt.
你说牧师，这是什么意思？
You may ask, Pastor, what does that mean?
这整个这个图画是什么意思？
What does this picture mean?
这需要解释的。
This needs explanation.
第一个我们看到，
First of all, we see
上帝的河是从哪里流出来的？
We see where the river of God flow from.
从哪里？
From where?
圣殿的祭坛里面流出来。
From the altar of the holy temple.
请问祭坛是做什么的地方？
What's the purpose of the altar?
祭坛是祭司去献祭的地方。
Altar is the place where the priest offered his sacrifices.
换句话就是神的宝座建立的地方。
It's a place where God established his throne.
你去看启示录第22章一节到二节。
If you see in Revelation chapter 22, 1 to 2,
你就会发现那边使徒约翰也看到一个异象。
Over there, Apostle John also saw a vision.
是在天上。
It's in heaven.
是有一个生命的河。
There's a river of life.
跟以西结看的很像。
It's very similar to the vision that Ezekiel saw.
但是那个河你就看到很清楚，是从上帝的宝座上流出来的。
But that river flow from the throne of God.
所以我们看到这个 picture， 第一个就是上帝的河是要从上帝的宝座上宝座流出来的。
So we see that this river life flow originates from the throne of God.
第二个你要问说，这个上帝的河是到底是指什么回事呢？
And what is this river life referred to?
River of God.
River of God.
这个上帝的河流就是讲到圣灵的水流。
The river God refers to the flow, the river of the Holy Spirit.
在2000多年前，
Over 2000 years ago,
在五旬节那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降临在120个门徒的身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon 120 disciples.
因为主耶稣应许他们说，
Because Jesus has promised them.
当你们在耶路撒冷城一起祷告等候的时候，那圣父所应许的圣灵要降在你们身上。
Because Jesus said, when you gather together to pray in Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
当圣灵降临在他们身上的时候，
When the Holy Spirit come upon them,
有很大的现象。
It was a great manifestation.
所以就吸引了很多人来看这个现象。
So it attracted many people to come to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
彼得就站起来解释这个现象。
And the host, Peter arise and explain about this manifestation.
请问当天有多少人信主？
And how many people believed that day after his preaching?
3000人。
3000 people.
你们知道为什么吗？
You know why?
因为上帝的水流开始流了。
Because the river God start to flow.
我们教会现在每一个礼拜天都在讲启示，讲那个使徒行传十三章开始。
Every Sunday we preach.
Start from now on,
we're gonna go through Book of Acts, starting chapter 13.
到一直完为止。
Until the end.
那个地方就是在解释这，就是在阐释这个圣灵水流，借着这些宣教师把福音带到全世界各地。
It will describe the flow of the Holy Spirit during the early church time. Starting from the early church time.
我们看到圣灵的水流就从耶路撒冷开始。
We see that the river God start to flow from Jerusalem.
然后犹太全地。
To the whole Judea.
然后撒玛利亚。
Then to Samaria.
使徒行传第十三章。
Acts 13.
就开始从安提阿教会要把圣灵的水流带到当时的罗马帝国。
It start to describe the flow of the Holy Spirit from Antioch to theRoman Empire.
所以上帝的河流是讲到圣灵的水流。
So the river God refers to the river of the Holy Spirit.
第三个，我们看到这意象是什么意思呢？
Thirdly, let's see what is the meaning of this vision.
我们看到上帝的河流有转化的大能。
We see that the river of God has the power of transformation.
是不是这样啊？
Is that right?
它流到沿海，沿海就变甜了。
When you flow to the salt water, it becomes fresh water.
而且我们看到这个上帝的河流有生产的大能。
We also that this river, God can produce.
它流到哪里，哪边就生百物，万物都生，各样的东西都长出来。
Wherever flows, it bring vegetations, fruits.
那个，而且河里面就有各样的鱼。
Also in the river, there are all kinds of fish.
我们也看到这个上帝的河流有医治的大能。
We also see that this river God has healing power.
它到哪里就改变那边。
Wherever it flows, it changes that that place.
你说这个跟你跟我有什么关系？
You may ask how is that relevant to me?
我觉得非常有关系。
I think it's very relevant to you.
亲爱朋友们。
Dear friends.
我们面对2012年。
We are facing 2012.
很多灵媒都在那边预测未来这一年怎么样。
A lot of people are predicting about 2011.
Spiritist. 很多他们都讲哦，未来一年会怎么样。
Many people are predicting what 2012 will bring.
有一个墨西哥最有名的灵媒，他说奥巴马不会当选总统。
A famous Mexican spiritist said that Obama will not be re-elected. Many people want to know what will happen in the future. Do you know what will happen this year? Excellent. For those who are in Christ.
看你的观点怎么样。但是我要鼓励大家。
I want to encourage each one of you.
神给我们的应许是上帝的河流要在我们当中流出去。
God's promise that the river God will flow from us.
但是我们要做我们的部分。
But we need to do our part.
Amen.
Amen.
你希不希望上帝的河流从你生命里面流出去？
Do you want God's river to flow from your life?
希望的举手。
If you want that, raise your hand.
我跟你分享这个要怎么个做法。
Let me show you how we can achieve that.
第一个
First of all,
我们要让上帝的宝座建立在我的生命里面。
We need to establish the throne of God in our life.
就是上帝的宝座就是上帝的主权在我的生命里面。
It's, the throne of God in our life means God's reign in our life.
再讲简单一点，就是让上帝做我生命的老板。
Simply said is that let God be our boss.
这样懂了吧？就不要再管宝座那些，讲了半天不是在讲什么，就是谁是你的老板。
Who is your boss?
就是简单讲，那我们怎么样让上帝做我们的老板呢？
How can we let God be our boss?
请问怎么样让他做老板？
How can you let God be your boss?
是不是要常常跟他有接触啊？
You need to have communion with him.
你们当中有哪些人常常跟上帝打电话的举手。
How many people make calls to God all the time?
Christina.是 local 还是 long distance? 对，我知道，你打上帝给电话是
本地的。We call God, it's a local long distance call. It's call free. Call
1-800 还要 charge 上帝，不 charge 你。
1-800 number free calls.
我想没有什么太新的事情能讲。要如果让上帝的做我们的 boss。如果要是上帝做我们 boss， 我没有什么新的跟你讲，都是一些最基本的工作。
So just think I'll be a boss. It's very simple as that.
我就下面要讲
了。Okay, I'm going to share with you in the following how to make God your boss.
你每天要跟 boss 谈话。
You need to talk to your boss every day.
Amen.
Amen.
怎么谈呢
？How do you talk to him?
你需要有神的话，是不是
？You need to have God's word.
我知道英文部没有这个，这还没有翻成英文。
I know the English congregation don't have this book.
但是你还是有 Bible.
But you still have the Bible.
你要弄一个每天的读经的计划。
You need to have a daily Bible reading plan.
你必须每天都去读。
You need to read God's word.
对不对
？Right.
你借着神的话，你会看到 Boss 对你讲什么。
Through God's word, God will speak to you.
然后你也花时间祷告，你也对 boss 讲你的心。
So when you pray, you're telling God how you feel.
当你们这样交流的时候，神就来到你的生命。
So as you communicate with God, God's spirit will come.
Amen. 第一件事，所以你每天要有读经跟祷告的计划跟习惯。
So every day needs to have daily devotion and prayers.
第二个，我是觉得要建立一个赞美的习惯。
Secondly, you need to learn how to have a spirit of praise.
一个 habit of praise.
A habit of praise.
很多人有 spirit of praise, 但是还是不 praise.
People have spirit of praise, but they don't praise.
你要建立成一个 habit.
This has to be your habit.
你说牧师为什么要这样做？
Pastor, why do I need to do this?
因为圣经上说，神的宝座是在他百姓的赞美中建立的。
Because the Bible says God's throne is established among the praises of His people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你如果天天埋怨，神的宝座不会在你的生命。
If you complain, grumble every day, God's throne is not going to be established
in your life. 真的是这样子？请问埋怨对你好不好
？Do you think grumbling, complaining is good for you?
埋怨的时候好像有点发泄，但是对你的身体不好。
It's not good for your health.
对你的心脏不好。
It's not good for your heart.
对你的血压不好。
Not good for your blood pressure.
对你的健康不好。
Not good for your health.
为什么还埋怨呢？
Why you're still grumbling?
没有办法。
Can't help it.
因为没有上帝的水流。
Because you don't have the river of God.
所以你要花时间读经祷告。
So you need to spend time in prayer and in the word.
这讲到第三点，怎么样建立上帝的宝座在我生命里面。
Okay, thirdly, how can I establish God's throne in my life?
要常常的自我反省，要认罪悔改。
You need to self-examine often and to confess and repent.
弟兄姊妹们
friends, brothers and sisters,
当你认罪的时候
when you confess your sin,
非常重要
very important,
不是认你旁边人的罪
it's not to repent for other people,
你为你自己认罪
you need to confess and repent for
yourself, 很多人专门为美国认罪
a lot of people repent for America,
上帝啊你赦免美国
oh God, you forgive America,
哦他们有这么多的罪
you have so many sins,
那上帝说 how about you,
but God said how about your sin,
对，我们要为我们的罪认。
We need to repent for our own sin.
我看到很多丈夫太太专门为他的配偶认罪。
I see a lot of spouses repent for their spouse.
他们一天到晚说啊，你赦免我太太。
Oh, please forgive my wife.
赦免我丈夫。
Please forgive my husband.、
啊、这个不对，那个不对。
That's wrong and that's wrong.
其实他不是在祷告。
Actually, he is not praying.
他是在控告。
He is accusing.
他跟上帝讲说我的配偶怎么样不好不好。
He's accusing his spouse.In front of God.
这样上帝的宝座不会建立。
This way, God's throne won't establish in your life.
第四个，你要建立上帝的宝座。
Fourthly, to establish God's throne in your life.
你要在你的财政上荣耀神。
You need to glorify God with your finances.
你要开始十一奉献。
You need to start tithing.
很多人说，牧师到底是抽税以前还是抽税以后？
Many people say, "Ask, is it before or after tax?"
那我就想问你，上帝祝福你是抽税以前还是抽税以后？
Or do you want God to bless you before or after tax?
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
第五个。
Fifthly,
也就是我们要积极的跟人家传福音。
We need to share the good news with others.
很多时候，让我们能够兴奋关于上帝，是我们去开始跟人家讲上帝的事。
What makes us excited is when we share.God with others.
你老是不讲，你就天天祷告读经，但是你从来不跟人家分享，你这个 life 会变成非常的死，就是刚才讲的泥洼之地，就是那样的地。
So if you can just pray and read the word, but you don't share God with others, you'll be just like a marsh and swamps there. The river of God won't be able to flow out.
如何能够让这个上帝的河在我们生命里面流呢?
How can we let the God, river of God flow from our life?
我们必须要让它流得越深越广。
We have to let it flow deeper and deeper and wider and wider.
我们每一个人信主的人都有上帝的水流在你生命里面。
Each believer here has the river of God inside of
问题是多深或多浅呢?
Us. The question is how deep and how wide.
刚才我们何威弟兄到台上来,
when our brother Hovey was up on the stage,
他的西装很帅。
He has a beautiful suit on.
但是我们不是看他的西装,
we don't look at his suit.
我们看到那河流最开始是在这个怀子谷, 很浅一点点。
We saw that ankle deep is very shallow.
很多时候我们说我们有圣灵在我们生命里啊。
We say, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us.
但是有多少啊?
How much?
神的心意是要让圣灵完全掌握你, 你在里面游泳啊。
God's desire for us is for the Holy Spirit to fill us and that we can swim in it.
神今年希望我们在圣灵水流更深一点。
God wants us to go into deeper part of the river of God.
跟你旁边人说更深一点。
Tell your neighbor, go deeper.
Amen.
Amen.
要进深一点，要到膝盖，要到腰间，我们一起走。 Amen.
Deeper, from ankle deep, knee deep.
我们看到那个人还在浅这边玩，我们就拉他说，我们去深一点地方，我们去游泳。
See somebody still at ankle deep. Tell them, let's go deeper.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们请有一个人去邀请我们小孩子过来。
Someone go and invite the children here.
我们起立祷告好吗?
Let's arise and pray.
我们每个月都有一次是中英文的联合聚会。
Every month we have a joint worship service.
就是我们的圣餐的聚会。
It's the service when we partake the Lord's Supper.
我们今天讲到这个上帝的水流。
Today we talk about the river of God.
这个上帝的水流是从神的宝座上流出来的。
And this river of God flow from the throne of God.
但是这个水流要到你的生命里，必须经过耶稣基督的救赎。
But for this river to flow from you, you have to start with salvation in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说：“那信我的，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
Jesus said, "Those who believe in me, there will be a river." The living water will flow from him.
是不是很好啊?
Yes, yeah, sounds good.
我们今天是领受主耶稣的身体。
As we partake in this communion,
这个饼是代表主耶稣的身体为我们舍的。
The bread symbolizes Jesus' body broken for us.
这杯代表主耶稣的血为我们流的。
The cup represents the blood of Jesus that was shed for us.
我就邀请我们当中所有已经受洗、重生得救、受洗归入神的教会的弟兄姊妹们来领受这个饼跟这个杯。
I invite those brothers and sisters who has believed in Jesus and baptized into the church to come and participate in this Lord's Supper.
如果你还没有信主、还没有受洗，请你暂时不要领这饼。
So if you has not believed or has not been baptized, please refrain from taking this.
我们为这饼杯祷告好吗?
Let's pray for the cup and the bread.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你为我们死在十字架上。
You died for us on the cross.
所以我们的罪得到赦免。
So our sins can be forgiven.
所以我们有一个新的生命。
So we can have a new life.
从我们生命里面最深处可以流出活水的江河。
So from our innermost part can flow the river of God.
我们为这饼跟这杯献上感谢。
We thank you for the bread and cup.
求主来祝福。
May the Lord come and bless it.
圣化它。
Sanctify it.
当我们领受这饼跟这杯。
As we partake the bread and the cup,
你再次激励我们,
may you once again remind us,
思想我们跟你的关系,
let us reflect on our relationship with you.
求主祝福带领下面的时间,
may the Lord come and bless and lead the following time.
我们请从最后一排开始,
let's start with the last row.
来对, 来, 每个人拿你的饼跟你的杯，好吗？
Eric, you come and take the bread and the cup.